For some reason, before we convene, I'd like to just welcome everybody to the House Committee on Consumer Protection. And Friday afternoons are not my choice. I know it's a tough time slot for many after a week. I'll talk a little bit more about that as we go on, but I'm certain that this committee room will not look like this, that we will have many interested people here in the future, rest assured. So with that, I'd just like everybody to introduce themselves and maybe, you know, say whatever you want to say about yourself or not. And we'll start down here with Representative Wingert.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Matt Wingert, and I'm from House District 26, which is Wilsonville, Sherwood, Bull Mountain, and all of rural Washington County out to Gaston, and it includes Hag Lake. Get used to saying that after a year and a half. And the district's all the rural areas, agricultural-based, family farms, nurseries, wineries, things like that, and then heavily suburbs. And, I mean, Bull Mountain, Cooper Mountain, Sherwood, and Wilson are about as suburbia gets in this country. So, looking forward to the committee's work.
Representative Cowan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Jean Cowan. I represent District 10, which is the Central Oregon Coast, Lincoln County, Northern Lane County, parts of Polk, Yamhill, and Tillamook County. So I guess I'm the coastal. Oh, there's another coastal over there, too. Hi. this is my second term here and my first stint with this committee. I was looking forward to it until I found the committee schedule, but but I trust the chair to keep us right on schedule. Thank you.
And a new addition, Representative Barton.
Yeah, I'm Brent Barton. I represent East Clackamas County, which is House District 51. I'm looking forward to this committee very much.
Representative Jim Widener, House District 24, primarily Yamhill County, a little bit of Polk County, and I think we have a little bit of Washington County possibly, but mainly deer and elk in my district. They're great voters.
Great voters.
And Victoria?
Victoria Cox, and I'll be the committee administrator for this session, and I'm from Happy Valley.
And we'll jump down to Representative Matthews.
Greg Matthews, representing Gresham, House District 50. Former military paratrooper, former law enforcement, and current firefighter with Gresham, and excited about this assignment. Looking forward to serving with you.
And Representative Gilliam. I should say welcome back.
Thank you.
From the land of Snowball.
It's true.
Sorry.
Representative Snowball. Oh,
I do.
Get it all out, y'all feel better.
We're not done.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Tomei, do you want to continue now? I was just trying to move on.
Want me to tell you about him?
No, I was just trying to move on.
Thank you again, Mr. Chair. I've served on this committee for an entire session, and that's, I think, the first time you've called on me. This has been a great experience in my life. The fact that it's expanded now to 10 is just wonderful. So glad to see my former chair. I hardly know how to act around my former chair from last session. But I wanted to say a couple of positive things, and because they're really hard to think of when you think of this committee. But Representative Riley and I are, I think, the only ones left from the original. I have a lot of respect for Representative Riley. I was reminded again this morning of his ability to insult his colleagues, but make them feel good at the same time, which is what he did to me. And you'll enjoy that. And I was trying to think of some positive things to say about the chair. And I will say this. His committees, if you're into politics, and I assume you are because that's why you're here, increase your odds incredibly of going to the Senate. Because I think we're the only two left that didn't go to the Senate.
Right.
So play your odds and you all will go on to the big house as well.
Since you're bigger over there.
The other thing I'd say is that despite the chair's ability to look into everything under the sun. He has great end-of-year parties and gifts. We had a great end-of-year committee party.
Was it better than ours?
It kind of was, because...
It was at his house.
I know. All I had was, like, some pizza or something. He, like, gave gifts.
Hadn't thought of that.
But I wasn't the chair. But anyway, I could go on all day, and apparently I have.
Too long.
The last thing I would say is that despite our differences on issues, I consider the chair fair, and I've enjoyed serving with him. And I think we'll have a lively agenda, and I look forward to it. There was one point, I've never seen he's now senator. See, he's one of the ones going on. I've never seen Senator Girard mad before. And I have to tell this story. I was sitting over there, and he got upset.
We do are trying to, you know, get out of here on a Friday afternoon.
Oh, this is like 10 minutes.
he got mad, and so to control his temper, this is the part I didn't realize, he put down his pencil. He didn't yell something horrible, but he was angry at you. And he was attempting to leave the room so he could calm down. I was down there with Representative Riley. I interpreted this that he was charging the chair. And because of this bar right here, you can't immediately exit. So he started for the chair, and I thought we had a full-on fisticuffs going. And so I thought I could take both of them, so I began to stand up. And then Representative Girard exited just as quickly. So it was just a little moment. I thought we had a little problem. Thank you so much for enduring my introduction.
Representative Cowan, you can see why I asked that he not be on my committee again.
I'm glad that you're there and on this committee to help us control him.
I'll answer that, too, when it comes to my turn. So.
I'm Carolyn Tomei, and I represent House District 41, which is Milwaukee and Southeast Portland, and this is maybe my fifth term. I'm one of the senior members of this House in more ways than one. All right, you're next.
Okay, State Representative Krieger from the South Coast. You don't think about my district, but I have all of Curry, 75% of Coos, Western Douglas, and part of my district goes to I-5. A lot of people don't know that. And get out of here at 5 and to get to Gold Beach, so I'll rarely be home on Friday till 11 o'clock. I don't like driving the coast at night in the winter, but we're going to have to do it. We're leaving here today to go down there. And I would assume the sheriff makes arrangements for chauffeurs for those of us that are over 65. And we got to travel after dark. And as the size of my district, I think if Representative Cowan's district wasn't in it, I could put all of your districts in mine.
Representative Riley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am Representative Chuck Riley. I represent Forest Grove, Cornelius, and the major part of Hillsborough, the heart of Washington County. And I was on this committee last year, and it was an enjoyable committee. It was kept lively, and we did a lot of good work, too. The representative down here, his comment about the insult was this morning, he said, maybe what I said is a little simplistic. And it was. So I went over to him and I said, you know, very much like the person who said it, yes, it is simplistic. So at any rate, I just wanted to clear up that, I wasn't insulting him. I was just stating a fact. So anyway, thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Well, thank you, committee. And I am State Representative Paul Holvey. I'm from District 8, which is Eugene, as I like to include some of my smaller, more rural communities, Vinita, Lorraine, Crow, Notai, and a few others. Just recognizing that many people think of me just as representing an urban area, I do represent a a vast amount of timber lands and some agricultural lands as well. But look forward to this committee. We have we will have a pretty full agenda, and this is a large committee, 10 members, and so it probably will be a challenge from time to time to listen to everyone for as long as they may want to talk. But I intend on making sure everybody gets to have their voice. Certainly we will be dealing with a lot of issues. I just want to also say that we do have Cindy Hupp as our committee assistant over there as well. And just to clarify, now Senator Girard and I get along very well, and generally always have, just a moment or two of disagreements here and there, but that comes with the territory, as you all probably know. So with that, I don't know that I have a lot else to say at the moment, but recognizing that Friday afternoons are not favorable to many on this committee, I will entertain conversations from those, from all of you, you know, maybe at a later time, about cutting our meetings short on Fridays. And if we're able to work longer hours on Mondays and Wednesdays, if that works for everyone, we may try to do that to help enhance a shorter meeting on Fridays. So I'm going to try to keep that in mind. But I will say, starting out these first two Fridays, I probably won't be able to do that. I will commit to ending before 5 o'clock on Fridays for sure. Just with the workload and how late we're starting in January and not being here Monday, it's set me back a little bit. So we will be having a meeting next Friday. But beyond that, I will be entertaining perhaps having shorter meetings on Fridays, as long as I don't break any rules that I'm sure I won't. Just to address some of the concerns, because I've had three or four members already concerned about Fridays, and I, like everyone else, like to get home after a strenuous week of going through this process. It does wear on you a little bit. We will be dealing with, you know, issues, and we will be trying to keep our comments, you know, to the message. And if we do have some bad actors that want to go on and on and on, you know, I will probably have to cut them short once in a while. So other than that, I think I'm done with that. The purpose of our meeting today is simply to adopt committee rules, and after we do that, I may speak a little bit about our agenda. I know that the committee rules have been distributed. They've been discussed amongst the leadership as well, and people probably had time to look at those rules. Certainly right now I'd entertain a motion to adopt the rules, the committee rules for the Chair. House Committee on Consumer Protection.
I move that we adopt the committee rules on the House Committee on Consumer Protection as written.
Thank you. Representative Riley has moved the adoption of the committee rules that are distributed in front of you for the House Committee on Consumer Protection. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, after your opening remarks and stuff, I know you're going to be honest and fair with everybody at this, and I want you to know that I am a good listener, and I look forward to the advancement to the Senate. Obviously, you had a couple flunkies who were not able to make it, but I look forward to that. But one of the rules I wanted to bring up is Rule 16. I just want to know that you'll be fair and accept any minority report that we will bring to you on any issues that come up or that we might be facing as we go through this committee.
Well, certainly I'm going to follow the rules, and, you know, the rules do provide for minority reports, and I have no intention to stop minority reports. You know, those are able to come forward as the rules state. So, you know, if you have, as you know, if you have amendments that you want to present, and we will distribute them and acknowledge them, and, you know, I think that will be according to the rules.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Representative Winger.
Just to be clear, Mr. Chair, all members will be able to present amendments on bills. In other words, is it going to be your policy to allow us to present any amendment that we want on a bill?
Well, just as the rules state, you know, I expect the rules, once they're, you know, we receive the rules, we will distribute them to this committee, and they will be acknowledged.
Okay.
And
which then qualifies them for...
And that qualifies them, according to the rules, as eligible for the minority report.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
But, and, you know, with that, you know, I will entertain discussing the amendments as well, as long as, you know, we have a good faith, a legitimate amendment, you know, and, you know, I would expect the courtesy of receiving those ahead of time, you know, whenever possible, so yeah, that, you know, we have a, are able to control and our process and move with a timely manner, so.
And maybe even adopt them.
You never know.
It's customary to respect the chair by giving him notice ahead of time. Don't put your chair in a position.
Yeah, it's nice to know what amendments are coming forward ahead of time sometimes. So, with that, are there any objections, any other discussion? Are there any objections to adopting the rules? The committee rules as distributed are adopted for the House Committee on Consumer Protection. So with that, I'll just want to talk just briefly about our agenda. This committee last session dealt with a lot of issues ranging from mortgage lending to children products, and oddly enough, those will be some of the first issues that we start talking about in this committee. Next Wednesday, I don't know if you've seen, we do have an agenda for next Wednesday of having an informational hearing on consumer protection generally from the different agencies involved. The Department of Justice has a consumer protection division, Department of Consumer and Business Services also deals in this area quite heavily. We also have the Public Utility Commission that also has consumer protection pieces on the industries they regulate. And we also will have Department of Human Services will also plays a part in products as well. So we'll probably have an overview of that on Wednesday. And then next Friday, it's a little tentative yet. We haven't set the agenda for Friday, but I believe we're going to be looking at having an overview of the recalled products bill that we passed last session, and also some of the issues that I've heard about the federal counterpart and some of their issues that have arisen through the Consumer Product Safety Act, and potentially we will have a hearing as well on we'll have the fire marshal, we will be having a hearing on novelty lighters next Friday. So that's the goal. Everything's not locked in stone at this point, but it's early. Bills are being assigned to committees as we speak, and we'll just continue to take these issues as they're assigned to us. But we will have a broad range of topics. We'll also be dealing, I believe, with insurance issues, and one that my colleagues from this committee from the past will remember, we will have some construction-related issues in regards to consumer protections in that arena. We have a lot of issues around that as well, with the contracting world and protecting the consumer and dealing in that that specialized world. So, and of course, that's not a totally inclusive list of topics, but that's just a general feel that, as Representative Gilliam knows and made comment to, we deal with a very wide range of issues in this committee. And if anybody has any other comments they'd like to make or any questions that they would like on the record, I'd certainly provide them that opportunity right now. Seeing none, I am going to adjourn the House Committee on Consumer Protection, colleagues, and we will see you back in this room on Wednesday, 3 o'clock. Thank you very much.